So I would like to hear some news. It's time for the news this week. And Chris, what news story have you got for us?
Well, something that's doing the rounds is this whole idea about people hacking into aeroplane computer systems and taking control of aeroplanes while they're up in the air. And there's a gentleman who's an ethical hacker. He's called Chris Roberts. He actually founded something called One World Labs. It's a Colorado-based organization. And what he basically does is hacks into things, or he and his organization hack into systems and expose vulnerabilities. And then they tell people, this is where you have a vulnerability, you should do something about it. Anyway, he's had a bit of a run-in with the FBI over in the States because he apparently was on an airplane in April and he tampered with the in-flight system, the entertainment system, and was caught subsequently apparently having done this. I mean, it's an allegation. I don't think they can prove it yet, but they've said certainly the seat he sat in and had the in-flight entertainment system having been tampered with. And what they found is that, or he has told the FBI, that he has managed to connect to the in-flight entertainment system using his laptop, override the security on that, get into the main plane control system, and then, to prove his point, actually got into the engine management system and issued a climb command to the engine, making the aeroplane change course. He says he only did it for a little while, but it was enough to put the aeroplane into a slightly different trajectory than it would have been. And he said, I've told them about this on a number of occasions, and actually nothing has yet been done. But they've now basically had him in for questioning a few times because of this tampering with this other aeroplane on a flight to New York. And they've confiscated loads of his gear. But this, I think, highlights a very important point, which is why are aircraft entertainment systems still in connection with the rest of the aircraft's computer system? Shouldn't they automatically just be ring-fenced from each other? I mean, it's frightening, isn't it?
It does seem absolutely extraordinary that they're not two completely separate systems. And that they're not... designed separately, they've evolved separately, but to coordinate them all together seems just incredible to me. I do wonder, though, about the ethics of this, the ethics of telling people and making this sort of information public. It's the same ethics, I suppose, the people who put, you know, this is how to make a bomb or this is how to do this. I do wonder about that. I mean, wait,
well, I don't
maybe
think he's going out there putting a how-to guide on the internet. I think what he's saying is I've gone to the authorities and said, I think this is a very big vulnerability. If I can sit in an aeroplane seat A3 on this flight from Chicago to Syracuse, New York, and I manage to access the engine management system, so could anybody. I mean, how do we know that people haven't? We've had these aeroplanes disappear. I mean, this Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared, no one's located it yet. Could this be a victim of something like this? We know something nefarious happened.
It's very, very weird. I think that it's important. I mean, clearly he's not really got anywhere, so he's blowing the whistle and saying they're not taking this seriously. And I do find it worrying that their answer is to just confiscate his stuff and slam him in for questioning.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of comments on the website fora I had a look at. I was just interested in what other people's opinion were of this, because people I thought might have the same opinion you did, Richard. We shouldn't be doing this. Why are people hacking into things? This is bad. But actually, lots of people are saying what Kat's saying, that, in fact, if it wasn't for people going out there and highlighting these vulnerabilities and making them public, it certainly makes people do something about them quick. Because at the end of the day, he's saying that Boeing and Airbus aeroplanes, and there's quite a few of them, are vulnerable, and there's quite a few of them in the air. So there's therefore, if he's capable of doing it, lots of other people will be.
I wonder if this is as a result of the way the technology has evolved. If someone set out to make an aircraft today, they wouldn't do something like this. But entertainment systems have evolved. They probably became a bolt onto the main system. There's probably some power linking there. It's probably the way the whole power of the aircraft is controlled, something like that.
It's just sloppy security, because James Lyne, who works for the company Sophos, we had him on this program last September, and he said to me, I've just bought myself a sort of meat cooker, one of these slow cookers that you can plug in. He said, like all modern gadgetry, it's part of the Internet of Things. It's on the internet. So I can dial in from work and I can activate my slow cooker. So being the security online specialist that he is, he thought, well, I wonder if they've been sloppy with their security. I wonder if I can identify a lot of these online cookers and therefore, can I manipulate them? And he found absolutely they hadn't changed the admin password. It was a default system. It's a default login with a default password. He said, I was able to find loads and loads of people who have these cookers. And he said, if I wanted to, I could go into their kitchen
and
online
ruin dinner.
And I could ruin their dinner for them.
Ah, technology, isn't it wonderful?